McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty.
One year, one and a half year here, get me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. It's game day, baby.
Game on!
Edmonton Oilers, Vancouver Canucks for the third time this week. Yeah, it's getting old. But on the pod today, we'll get to Hernan's hot tip predictions. We'll hear from Dave Tippett. We'll also get to a what segment in the second go-around here. But first, we'll tee up tonight's game. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. It's game day as the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Vancouver Canucks. The Oilers sit second in the division, 32-17-2, 66 points. Canucks seventh in the North Division, 19-25-3, 41 points. They got a ton of games left, though. Oilers can clinch second spot in the division with a win tonight. So, yeah, another important game for Edmonton. They lead the season series 5-2, outscoring the Canucks 25-16. GWGs for the Oilers and the five wins. McDavid, Draisaitl, Cahoon, Chiasson, and Tyler Ennis. Head-to-head, McDavid and Draisaitl, 14 points in 7 games for the Canucks. Horvat has 5 points in the 7 games. Besser, Hoglander, 4 points in 7, and Miller, 4 in 5. And yeah, you know he's going to be he's going to want to bounce back after a rough outing for JT Miller in Tuesday night's game. Starting goaltenders, Mikko Koskinen gets a start for the Edmonton Oilers. 12-11-0 record, 299 goals against average, 905 save percentage. He gains the Canucks this season. He is 2-2 with a 305 goals against and a 905 save percentage. As for the Vancouver Canucks, head coach Travis Green says it's going to be the same lineup we saw on Tuesday night, and Thatcher Demko will get to start his second consecutive start on the season. Thatcher Demko is 12-16-1, 2.91 goals against, 911 save percentage, 1 shutout. And versus the Edmonton Oilers this season, his record is 1-4 with a 3.23 goals against and a 906 save percentage. So no lineup changes. Thatcher Demko gets to start. It's going to be the same duo between the pipes from Tuesday night. And I'm expecting JT Miller to have a big game after a bad one on Tuesday. Let's get to some game day notes here. At practice, the lines were as follow: McDavid with Draisaitl on Jesse Puljujarvi. That second line, who's been really good in the last couple of games. Nugent Hopkins with Dominic Cahoon and Kyler Yamamoto. James Neal with Ryan McLeod and Alex Chiasson. So McLeod, two veterans on his wings. And your fourth line will be Josh Archibald, Jujhar Khaira, and Patrick Russell draws into the lineup. Defensively, it's going to be Nurse with Barry, Kulikov with Larson. And I know the young pairing of Legacy and Bouchard were together at practice. Many thought they would play, but nope. Dave Tippett did confirm Caleb Jones, Ethan Bear draw back in as the third pairing. So out for your Edmonton Oilers, Legacy and Bouchard, Devin Shore, Gaetan Haas, Kyle Turris, and Tyler Ennis. All out for the Edmonton Oilers. Patrick Russell, yeah, he's drawing in because he's probably the last game he's going to play. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't know that. He might get in one more here. McDavid gets 100 with 2 games left. Let's just say he's probably going to draw in and they're going to probably rest their big boys. We'll wait and see on that. We really don't know. We will hear from Dave Tippett on McDavid's handling here in the final 5 games of the season in the third segment. So Patrick Russell draws in. He works hard, but that's pretty much all you get. Not a lot of offense. Not a lot of activity out of that player, but whatever. It is what it is. I don't mind McLeod with the two vets there. Let's see if he can get on the board tonight with Chase on and Neil. And then your top two lines, it's looking like this is going to be what we're going to see in the playoffs. And like I've been saying, like if Nuge can really take that line and drive that line with Yamamoto and Cahoon, that's only going to bode well for the Edmonton Oilers. So it is the Edmonton Oilers, Vancouver Canucks for the third time this week. They'll finish it off on Saturday, 8 o'clock, once again from Rogers Place. Puck drop tonight is at 7. The Oilers look to continue their dominance of the Vancouver Canucks. And how many more points for Connor McDavid today as he's chasing down the 100-point mark? He's 7 back. And what to expect tonight? It's hard because, I mean, one team's getting ready for the playoffs. They're trying to get their player to 100 points. And on the other, on the flip side, this is a team that just wants to finish the season. You've heard stories that they didn't even want to come back when they were dealing with the COVID situation that lasted over 20 days. So definitely two teams kind of feeling different, and it's hard to gauge here. Like Vancouver's gonna, I mean, can Edmonton sweep the 4-game series this week? Sure, but I think Vancouver gonna, they have some jam in that lineup. They have some skill. So I don't think it's gonna be a clean sweep. So I do think they're gonna win either today or Saturday, and it's just the way it is. And now, of course, if the Oilers win 4, that'd be absolutely fantastic. So quickly, some stats here. Edmonton first on the power play at 27.2. Vancouver 22nd at 18.8. Penalty kill, Edmonton is 11th. Vancouver is 23rd. Faceoffs, Edmonton's 14th. Vancouver very good on the dot, 4th in the NHL. Goals 4 per game, Edmonton sits 8th. Vancouver 27th. And goals against per game, Edmonton is 9th. Vancouver is 25th. Yeah. So the Edmonton Oilers look to clinch home ice. Winnipeg clinched last night with a big 4-0 win over the Calgary Flames. Calgary technically still in it mathematically, but they're done. They're absolutely done. So it's going to be Toronto, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Montreal. And Montreal lost yesterday to the Ottawa Senators 5-1. So now they trail Winnipeg by 2 points. Both teams have 4 games left. So I think it's too soon to know who's going to be Edmonton's opponent. I asked you yesterday, Winnipeg or Montreal? I think most people want Winnipeg, but I think Oilers can be both teams. Both teams scare me a little bit for sure. And I'm sure both those teams were like, yeah, do we really want to go up against Connor McDavid? Probably not. But yeah, it's going to be a fun first 2 rounds in the North Division with the all-Canadian matchups. All right, guys, coming up next, we'll get to a what segment, get to some news from around the NHL, and Dave Tippett coming up in the third along with Hernan's hot tip and prediction. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. Right, guys, last night we saw the brawl at MSG, and I was a little thrown back. A lot of people were upset about this, and how can this happen? And I was just sitting there kind of like,
what? 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 What?
Let's get right to it. I mean, you knew it was going to happen. The Rangers were angry, wanted a revenge for their teammates, and more importantly, they wanted to stick it to the NHL, especially the head of player safety, George Perros. Right off the hop, you saw the three forwards for each team just drop the gloves and go at it. So this is where I'm okay with it. And listen, I wasn't okay with what Tom Wilson does. I mean, he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. But I did say I like the rough stuff. I have there's a bar there that you don't cross. There's a limit you don't cross. I've always liked the rough stuff. It's part of the game. I've never had an issue with it. I have issues with what Tom Wilson does from time to time. Not all his hits and his antics are always dirty and he crosses the line. No, a lot of them are just solid hits because he's a bigger guy and he knocks guys out. So this was going to happen. We all knew it. We were all talking about it leading up to it. And this is why I'm okay with it. Everyone was a willing combatant. Caps players had their gloves off first. Watch the start of that game. The guy at center, I think it's Hathaway, he drops his gloves and just goes after him. Two of the three Caps had their gloves off first and went at the Rangers players. Now, I don't know if this was talked about. I don't know what happened, if they talked about it right before the face-off. Who the hell knows? It was funny. Rangers coach said, well, I'm not aware that the Caps players asked the Rangers guys to go. Like, what? Why would the Caps players want to go? Anyways, but everyone was willing to go. Wilson wasn't really given a choice. Smith just grabbed him and they went at it. And good on Wilson. He answered the bell. And I mean, he's a much bigger guy than Smith, but good on Smith for standing up to a very strong guy and a guy that knows how to chuck him. But Wilson, and hey, Tom Wilson, you answered the bell. You went at it. Good for you. When you look at Strowman and Ehlers, both guys spoke to the media, defending their teammates. Both guys had a lot to say. Both guys were very respectful in the way they said it, but they had a quick chat just before the face-off. They decided to drop the gloves. That's okay. So I'm totally okay with what happened. Everyone was willing. No one got jumped. No one got suckered. No one drove a helmetless player to the ice. So if you're one of those that's saying, well, what Wilson did is part of hockey, then what happened last night was also part of hockey. Less common, 100%, but it still happens. Hell, we saw a brawl Edmonton, Calgary a few years ago, right? Remember Mike Smith, Talbot, Ethan Bear, Kachuk, Sam Gagne was in there. There was a bunch of fights. What's the difference? Yeah, it's less common. And the Rangers wanted to make a point, and it went, but it wasn't like they got, and listen, the Washington players could have said, no, we're not going to fight. We're just going to turtle and you guys take the penalties and we'll take them. We'll take the power plays. So everybody was willing to go on this one. Everyone. So that's why I'm totally, totally okay with it. Wilson got hurt and left the game. Oh, well, I ain't going to feel bad for a guy who on the regulars hurts players and ends their seasons, or guys are out for months and months and months. Now, we don't know the extent of Wilson's injury, but he left the game, probably got hurt during the fight, maybe a shoulder or a hand, who the hell knows, but we don't know how long he's out for. But if he's out for an extended period of time, I don't think many people are going to feel for him. I'm not. Sorry. It is what it is, man. You want to play that way? Sometimes, it comes back and bites you right in the ass. So good on the Rangers for standing up for themselves. I know they were called soft by some media and some ex-players. You saw George LaRocque saying, sign me to a one-day contract. I'll fight Tom Wilson. But it was great showing that they're together, showing that they stand up for each other, showing that they're not soft. And one guy tweeted at me and he's like, well, they got beat up. So they still stood up for themselves. They still stood there and threw their knuckles, man. That's all you can ask for. I have total respect for that. And at the end, it was a big F you to the league. That's the main part of it. And the Rangers today got fined $250,000. You don't think they knew that was coming, but hey, they're probably like, hey, it was well worth it. It was a bizarre day. You saw the brawl. You saw the Rangers firing John Davidson and their GM, which was just crazy, saying it had nothing to do with that tweet they sent out, calling out George Perros. The speculation the ad owner wrote that, sent it out there. Maybe the president and the GM didn't want to be a part of that. So it's definitely just a crazy day for New York Rangers. And the media must have loved it because, man, they had a lot to talk about it. So I'm okay with it. Listen, the rough stuff's always going to be part of the game, and I'm here for it as long as you keep it within reason and at some extent you're respecting your opponent that you're fighting. Hey, and it's sad because Tom Wilson's a hell of a player, man. He's a top six guy. He can play. I was totally on board yesterday. You know why? Because everyone was willing. No one was forced to do anything outside of Tom Wilson, but Tom Wilson had no problem dropping the mitts with Brendan Smith there. So everybody was willing. No one got jumped. There's no dirty plays. So outside of Navich cross-checking Manta, he's going to get suspended, but he's probably like, I don't care. The league fined this guy $5,000 for punching me while I was face first laying on the ice and I couldn't defend myself. I'm going to take a suspension and cross-check a guy in the face, and it's another big F you to the league. All right, that was your what segment? What? it was bizarre, but it was seeing that line brawl and seeing the takes on Twitter. Like, some people loved it, some people were totally against it, and I mean, to each their own, but I was okay with it. Let me know on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Orders what you thought of the line brawl last night and the response by the New York Rangers. All right, guys, we've gone kind of long on this one, but coming up next, we'll continue to tee up the Edmonton Oilers and Vancouver Canucks. That goes at 7 o'clock from Rogers Place. I'm Hernan the Man, and this is the Locked On Oilers podcast. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their playoff runs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Ah, that was the New York Rangers last night. 100%. That was that. Oh man, yeah. And what a fine, $250,000. But you know what? They're probably like, whatever. We knew we were gonna get this. Bugnevich is gonna get games here for sure after his cross check to the face of Anthony Mantha. But Bugnevich is probably like, yeah, I don't care. I mean, why would he? This was they're upset. They thought they got screwed over. So yeah, that's what happens. And NHL, that's what happens. Let's get to Dave Tippett as he met with the media today. Let's kick it off with Dave Tippett on rotating guys in to get everyone some game action here as they head towards the playoffs.
Just trying to get everybody, make sure everybody's involved here this last little bit. As we go on here, you'll see more of a less fluctuation in the lineup as we move forward after tonight's game.
All right. Interesting. How about the handling of McDavid? I mean, yeah, with the win today, you locked down second. You're already going to the playoffs. McDavid's 7 away from 100. You want him to get there, but what about rest and all of that? So here is Dave Tippett on the handling of McDavid here in the final 5 games.
We'll continue to play him. He wants to play. He wants to make sure his game's ready for the playoffs. So we'll not overtax him, but we'll make sure we're not going to abnormally hold him out or hold his minutes way, way down either. You know, there's parts of the game that he wants to work on, and there's parts of a game our team needs to work on. He's a big part of that, so he'll play accordingly, depending on how the games go too.
I mean, if he wants to keep playing and get the points he needs and refine his game as well heading into playoffs, why not? But if he's at 100 points with 2 games left, guys, and I'm sitting in one of those games. Just let him get a day off and refresh, and because the playoffs are going to be a grind, man. Going to be a grind. A big part of the Edmonton Oilers in the playoffs should be Zach Cassian. He's remember that 2017 playoffs, Zach Cassian, in that one game against San Jose was outstanding. So he was asked, is there any chance Cassian will be ready for the playoffs?
He's skating. He's skating on his own right now. So we'll continue to monitor. He's making good progress. I wouldn't say he's ahead of schedule yet, but he's certainly on schedule, and we'll see where it gets to.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully they can have the big guy in the playoffs there, because that's when he shows up, and hopefully he finds his game. He's had little spurts here this season where you see the old Cassian and you're like, yes, but he's been MIA for a lot of this season, and hopefully he can return and find his game in the playoffs. The left side of the Oilers defense is jam-packed, and there's one guy returning as well, and Slater Cuckoo. Here is an update on the Oilers defenseman.
The doctors saw him last week and he was still a week or 10 days. They did a scan on his collarbone to see where it was, and they wanted to give it another week or so. So we'll monitor that next week to see where he's at.
Then one last one here. Bouchard, everybody was impressed with him last game. His passing, he scored a goal. He played over 20 minutes, got penalty kill time as well, played on the power play. But tonight he'll sit out once again as Bouchard and Legason sit this one out, and Jones and Bear draw back in. And listen, guys, I know the fans want him in, but who are you taking out? Like, you're not, Larson and Bear are not coming out no matter what. Bear, he's really turned his game around. And let's not forget, guys, this guy's a hell of a defenseman. Hell of a defenseman. So it's not personal or anything like that, but he's just a younger guy that, who are you going to take out for him? Who? So that's I get the frustration, but it's a good situation for Edmonton too, because they have a good right side as well, where there's not a lot of opportunity for younger guys. But Dave Tippett was asked if there's a chance Bouchard will see some action in the playoffs.
We'll see. You know, we've liked our 3 right guys that are there. They've played fairly well, so we'll see where it goes. But these next few games, Bouchard was a regular recall, so he's available to us at any time now. And we'll see how it goes. But our main focus right now is getting our team ramped up that with the lineup that we think is going to play in the playoffs to start with. And, you know, barring an injury, I would anticipate the 3 guys on the right there starting.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a good thing. You want to get your lines and your pairs ready to go in the playoffs, and I like that. And I said that, what, a week ago, and I've said it on the post-game show with Tom. Like, yeah, it's not the time to be – yeah, in these games you can still screw around with your lineup and try different guys and give guys nights off. But getting closer to that, like, what's your lineup going to be to the playoffs? Get those guys comfortable with each other. Not like they're not. I mean, they've been playing all season together for some guys. But you know what I mean. Let's get to Hernan's hot tip for tonight's game. It's hard now because, like, it's, you know, Vancouver's not, they're just playing out the string. Edmonton's just feeling good. They're relaxed and all that. So for me, it's just no bad habits. Don't let those bad habits creep into your game, which means on the power play, don't get cute. Do what's made you successful. Continue playing that two-way game, everyone. Be hard defensively. Be there for your goaltenders. Mikko Koskinen's got to be sharp as well. Don't do stuff that you wouldn't do if you're still fighting for a playoff spot. So no bad habits. Don't let that creep into your game tonight, and the Oilers should be fine. Listen, are the Oilers going to win every game here till the end of the season? Probably not. Are they going to drop one to Vancouver? Probably. But as long as you're not seeing any bad habits, I think it's going to be a good sign for the Edmonton Oilers. So that's my tip for tonight. I don't want to see Oilers with any bad habits. Their prediction, I'm going to go Vancouver in this one. I think Oilers will win on Saturday. They'll take 3 of 4, but Vancouver wins tonight 4-3. And for scoring, yeah, I'm going to go with Yamamoto to get off the schneid. He came close last game. Usually when that happens, you know, he's getting closer and closer to scoring a goal, and I think it's going to happen for Kyler Yamamoto, who was really good and really active in that last game, and that line has been excellent in the last two games. So I'm going to go with Kyler Yamamoto. Oilers lose 4-3, and Hernan's hot tip, don't let those bad habits creep into your game. And before we wrap up here, games tonight, Toronto is home to the Montreal Canadiens. Montreal looking to tie the Winnipeg Jets for third. Carolina's home to the Blackhawks. Sabres are on the road in Pittsburgh. It's the Devils and Islanders from New York, and the Rangers take on the Boston Bruins. And the late game, Edmonton Oilers, Vancouver Canucks. You heard earlier about the $250 fine for the New York Rangers. Pavel Buchnevich will have a hearing for his high stick or cross check to the face, whatever the hell you want to call it. That's pretty much it for your NHL news. And Team Canada will look to cap a dominant run at the under-18 World Championships when they take on Russia in the gold medal game. You can watch this game on TSN starting at 7 o'clock. So we'll see Dylan Gunther, Edmonton Oil King, on that team and doing some great, great stuff. Time to wrap up this edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast. Let me know what you think of the New York Rangers Washington Capitals brawl. Were you okay with it? Was it like you're indifferent to it, or you're like, huck, I can't believe that happened? Let me know what you think for a score tonight in the Oilers game and who will score for the Edmonton Oilers. Hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. The Apple podcasts are still having issues. My last episode on Apple is from April 23rd, but you can find all the more recent ones on Spotify, Odyssey, or the Google podcasts and all that until they figure out what's going on with these Apple podcasts. They are working hard on that, so apologies for that, but you do have other platforms to listen to the podcast. For my producer Juanito on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. It's game day, baby. We'll chat tomorrow.